Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
Streaming live on YouTube.
You're going to break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
Here's Theo Dorsey.
Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo Dorsey. 888-760-3776. That is the Baptist Health Hotline. Well, folks, it's 3 o'clock. I'm getting a little hungry. I'm going to head on over to Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. Now, folks, they got the rib special still going on for the World Cup. But y'all know what my order is, my go-to order at Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. I get the buffalo chicken sandwich. But instead of the buffalo seasoning on that beautiful, crispy, golden piece of chicken, I get the hot honey garlic. Oh, man. Put a little pickle on that. Put a little lettuce, put a little onion, a little ranch dressing with the crispy fries on the side. Thank me later, folks. That's the Mike Rizzo special. But the ribs are still on for the World Cup at Duffy's. So go get involved on that. Go check out the beautiful ribs and go check out the Mike Rizzo special. That is Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. Now it's 3 o'clock. You all know what time it is. It's time for the happy hour with Christina Costanza. Tina, welcome on in. How are you today?
Hi there, Rizzo. Happy Wednesday.
So I actually have something interesting for you.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I went to LA?
Yes.
My cousin
you
Alex.
Came back with a nice tan. Yeah, you had some cigars.
Now, T.
Laid out by the pool. Oh, yeah. I remember your LA trip.
I'm still, and quickly, and then we're going to get into it. Am I going pale over here?
No.
I have not been able to get into the sun. Now, it's funny because over the weekend, it was like 95 degrees on Saturday, Sunday. Honestly, I don't even care about admitting this. I laid out at the pool. I sweated like I jumped in the, it looked like I jumped
very
in
hot
the pool.
Out. Yes.
Like, I'm like, all right. So I took a dip in. I lasted 35 minutes and that was it. I can't lay out. It's too hot. It's too hot for me to lay out. The girl, the bath, it's like bath water. It's like 90 degrees. I'm hotter going in the pool than I am coming out. And then I'm just itchy from the, like, itchy from the chlorine. I need a pool that's like 75 when it's like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
When it's 95 degrees outside, you jump into 90 degree water, nothing happens, you know? I'm already soaked. But yeah, so I have an issue with it being a little too hot for suntanning right now. But more importantly, my LA trip, I stayed with my Uncle Johnny and my cousin Alex. It's my cousin Alex's birthday. What do I get for it? I haven't done the whole birthday gifts in a long time. Usually I just give her a call, tell her I love her, and that's it. But like, you know, we did everything. When we went to Hermosa Beach, she took me out to the clubs. Like we did everything together. So I wanted to get her something special. Is there anything in mind for a birthday gift that I could get my cousin Alex?
Do you know like places she likes to go to eat or grab drinks?
Yeah.
Is there like activity or hobby she has?
It's funny. She loves coffee. And okay. I know her order at Starbucks. I was thinking about getting her something at Starbucks, but like, is that too, you know, I was going to have my Uncle Johnny run to the Starbucks to get a gift card, but I don't know. I kind of wanted to get her something that, you know, would be more of substance. Is there something is there something right now that girls have to have when it comes to makeup or anything like that? You know,
I'm a dummy when it comes to makeup and stuff.
I mean, but, Tina, as you know, the last time I joined the show, I am so far out of the game. It is absolutely ridiculous. I do not know what women want anymore, but I thought you'd be a good person to ask today for my cousin Alex's birthday.
Okay, so you said she likes coffee. Does she ever make coffee at home?
She prefers Starbucks. She prefers going out. Okay. My uncle drinks his coffee at home. She gets up in the morning at like 5 and is on the road. So she'll stop at Starbucks or a coffee spot before.
Okay.
So I you can't go wrong with the coffee, but it's just like, I don't know.
I know.
We had such a great week. Am I going to get her a damn Starbucks gift card?
Yeah, I think we can do better than a Starbucks gift card. That's why I was hoping maybe, I don't know if there was like a mom and pop shop she likes.
She likes laying out. She likes laying out at the pool. Like I maybe thought something for their pool or like a raft or, you know, I'm open to anything over here.
Is there anything that like, you said a raft. There anything you could get that when they had this raft, like if you get them a raft, that would remind them of you?
I mean, I could, you know, my Uncle Johnny is originally from Ohio.
We're not
getting an Ohio State.
Do I get a Brutus the Buckeye raft for the pool?
Okay, I actually don't hate that. I don't hate that idea. If she likes going in the pool, she's indifferent
on sports. She couldn't care less about sports.
But she would see this mascot in her pool and immediately think of you.
I'm not
against that. That's right, fun.
Right. You know, you get a little Brutus the Buckeye raft for the pool. But yeah, I just, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, this would be perfect for Christina Day. Now, T, if you had a birthday coming, and I'm at your mercy. When's your birthday again?
April 16th.
Okay, thank you.
I got lots of time.
Won't forget.
Yeah. I have a big birthday this year.
What? Oh, yeah. You're 20, right?
Yeah.
You're 20, right? You're 20, T. What would you want at this point? If someone was saying, hey, I want to get you a present, not necessarily a gift card, you know, I want to make it special. What is something that you would want?
Well, this is funny. I actually just used one of my birthday gifts that I got this past birthday from one of our teammates here, one of my besties, Courtney Rukoff. And it was funny because it ties into actually today's National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Bring in hot dogs.
I didn't bring in hot dogs.
What's wrong? What the hell?
I'm going to a concert tonight. I'll probably enjoy one later.
Good.
But it was really funny. So she got me a few different gifts for me. And one of them was something related to working out so that she knows I like to work out. So she got me something related to that. And then she got me these hot dog shaped positive affirmation cards.
Oh, wow.
And it's so funny because they're hot dog related. So it's like when you're having a bad day, pull this hot dog affirmation and it should make you laugh or whatever. I'll go get them during the break and we can all pull one.
I want one.
Especially on National Hot Dog Day. but it was cute because it's something that, like, I will say, I think I'm terrible to get gifts for.
No.
Because
you want to know what gift I would realistically get you? Do you do headbands when you work out?
No.
Damn it. I was going to say, because you want to know what headband, and listen, I actually have an embarrassing story I'll tell after this. The Lululemon headbands are awesome.
Okay.
And I was thinking, someone who works out, you know, throw that, you wouldn't wear a headband?
No, I don't wear headbands. No.
You're not a forehead sweater?
I'm a total forehead sweater. I'm a big sweater when I work out, but I don't wear that because it'll crease my hair.
Yeah. Doesn't it get in your eyes, though?
Yes, but I have a towel with me always at F45.
Okay, yeah.
So that I can wipe off the sweat.
Yeah.
I would say, though, for me, it'd be something probably workout related or two. Like, I actually make coffee at home a lot. So that's where I thought about for your cousin. Like, if someone got me, like, a cup that I could use for my coffee, like, that would be helpful. I could bring that around all the time. And, two, every time I use that cup, I think of that person. Or just activities that I do, like, one of my good friends, like, she always gets me like a gift card to the nail salon I go to because that'll help me out. She knows I'm gonna get my nails done at some point. And so she's like, oh, here, I'll help her out. Like, this, you know, gives her a nice little chunk off.
You know what I'm gonna do? Because she gets her nails done. I'm gonna tell Uncle Johnny, go to the salon joint that she goes to and do that. You can never go wrong doing it. Tina, what I learned, you know, the couple of long-term relationships I've been in, you can never go wrong, you know, with the nails and the whole thing there.
You also mentioned, you said, I don't know if she's into makeup, if there's like Ulta or Sephora,
yep.
Like, you get her a gift card there because, again, that'll help her out.
Yep.
I actually don't hate, though, the float idea. Like, I think if she likes laying by the pool a lot,
it'd be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. And just, again, she'll always think of you when she sees it.
Now, hang on. Brian Rowitz, our content director my boss, just brought us the positive affirmation. Give me, what is it again, T? The official name?
It's positive affirmation cards that are in shapes of hot dogs.
All right, I'm going to grab one.
Yeah, they can hear you. Okay, here, I'll put a few in my hand and you just randomly grab one.
There we go. Yep, yep.
Okay, so these, they're shaped in hot dogs.
All right, I got two.
They are, again, 60 hot dog shaped affirmation cards to spice up your day, one bite size boost at a time.
All right.
Again, this is funny. Like, it's just something cute.
Smiling looks good on you, like mustard on me. I do look good when I'm smiling. I wasn't smiling a lot last week, but we're smiling this week. Go ahead, T. Read yours.
You are worthy of sweet days and soft moments. There's a lot in here. Some stick, some don't, but
I got one for Cade Chumslin.
Oh, okay.
Inspiration is just a squeeze away. Cade, what's something you need inspiration, you know, that you need for inspiration right now? Is there something you're doing that you could use some inspiration for?
Like a
What's going on in your life, brother?
What's going on? Let's get deep, Cade.
For me, inspiration right now, I'm training for the 10K. And by the way, I got a story. I got so many stories for you. What's something you need inspiration for right now?
I mean, I found, so if you head on, so we have a YouTube channel that's all about golf. It's called 4, F-O-R-E, exclamation point, Palm Beach. If you guys subscribe, you'll see that I competed in a World Long Drive Again event last month, and that really got me back in the gym because I was competing. I was one shot away. I was only about 25 yards on a drive away from making it to the World Championships.
Wow.
In October. And it was my first time competing in golf in 4 years, and seeing how close I was, I instantly got back in the gym. So I've been going to the gym 4 or 5 days a week this week after that event.
Yeah, so listen, the inspiration that you need is for your golf. I absolutely love these things.
I pulled another one. I like this one. The world is your grill. Go sizzle.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
I'm cooking with grease right now, running tea. Here's the issue. All right, here's the issue. What was up? How many bugs? Last night when I ran outside, because as you know, we can't run outside. You know, it's either I wake up at 5 and I do it, which I'm not doing, which I should do, but I'm not doing, or I run when I get home.
Yeah.
T, last night at 8 o'clock when I ran my 5K, there were so many bugs out. I made the mistake of wearing a cutoff, and, you know, I had my Lulu shorts, my headband, and my cutoff. T, I got done right. First off, I swallowed about 10 bugs.
Was there
easily.
Some in your eye, like gnats in your eyes, too?
Tina, I had a gnat that was crawling in my eye for about a mile and a half, and it finally died. Mm-hmm. And like in the back of my head, I'm like, yep, you definitely have a gnat crawling in your eye. I get back, so I get done. But the worst part is I was running so great that I was going to try to do my own personal mile, but like I was done with the bugs. I'm like, all right, I'm all done with the bugs. I'm going to go cool off and do some incline on the treadmill. T, I'm walking on the treadmill, and I get a tap on my shoulder, and a young lady goes, yo, she points to my skin. I'm so exhausted and so oblivious. I look at my, Tina, I have about 30 dead gnats stuck on my arm from sweat. Mm. And she goes, hey, I don't think you noticed, but you got dead insects on you.
That's very nice, actually.
It is. And like, there were some on the back of my neck, the back of my legs. Tina, there were that many bugs outside when I ran, and you know, I'm a big sweater.
They just stick to us.
I disinfected. I probably showered. As crazy as it is, I probably showered. You know how much of a germaphobe I am. For an hour and 15 minutes. I took a bath. At first, I took a bath. And I got everything off of me. And then I drained the bath. And I took a shower. And I just started scrubbing. I scrubbed for about 45 minutes.
You took a bath first?
Took a bath first.
So you laid in the gnats.
Laid in the gnats. Got them off me. Drained it, and then got in the shower and scrubbed myself to completion.
Yeah, it should have probably been the opposite.
I don't know.
That's the most backwards thing I've ever heard in my life.
Scrub them off.
Get everything off.
Soak.
No, get everything off, drain it, and then go. I could not believe the bugs. And I've been running outside for
You're
about
really
a
tall.
Month.
Your feet probably like stick out of the tub.
Oh, they didn't have a chance.
Like Cade's. Yeah.
Cade's
hips are
six,
out of
seven,
the tub.
Cade,
he's
six,
so
seven.
Tall.
I'm 6'2", and I think I'm tall. And then I stand. It's funny because I always go, you know, I'm pretty tall. And then I stand next to Cade and go, yeah, I'm not.
Cade's really tall.
I'm not really that tall. How,
did you ever get baptized as a kid? I know you grew up in the Catholic Church.
I did, but it was as a baby. Granted, I was an infant.
So I got baptized when I was 15 years old, and we were doing like this outdoor event.
Yeah.
And they put me in the container with the water, and my knees are sticking up. And so like, I technically didn't get my full body in there because I was so crunched in. And when the pastor laid me back, my head hit the back of this pool.
Gosh.
As we were doing this on the trailer.
Cade, how tall were you at 15?
6'4", 6'3"? 6'3", probably. I was 6'5"
taller
when I went to college.
Taller than me right now at 15.
I was 6 foot at 13 years old.
Oh, my Lord.
I was 6'5" when I got to college. So somewhere in there.
You know, Cade's Norwegian. You know, he's got a little Holland in him.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little Erling Holland.
Have you heard the song?
No, I've not heard the Holland song. Now, T, you want to know why I'm a phony? Listen, I think Holland's a great person. I love that he likes American culture. I can't like Holland the music.
I think you'd like this
I'm a Manchester United fan, for the record.
I don't know.
All right. Holland. Yeah.
I heard this for the first time over the weekend. I'm like, this kind of is good. I kind of like it.
It's a Manchester City song, which the point I was trying to make, I can't stand City. The team he plays for, Tina, is my arch rival. My arch rival. Okay. He's been taking a poop on my favorite soccer team for 5 years straight. And he's like one of the best players in the Prem. It sucks. I'm the lone guy who like can't like Haaland because I'm a United fan. But, you know, you live and learn. You live and learn. T, what's something you need inspiration for right now?
Inspiration.
Tough question.
I know you're.
Like I said, Cade went with his golf channel and his golf content. And by the way, congrats on the World Dry stuff. Cade beat professionals his first time ever doing it. Me, my 10K. What's something that you're pulling inspiration for right now?
I do think I am around fitness, trying to decide if I want to do another race. I did a dinner last night with a few girlfriends, and we were talking about the marathon that's in December, the Palm Beaches Marathon. And I was like, do I want to do a relay again? Do I want to do a half marathon? And I'm kind of stuck of what I want to do. So that's kind of just something I've been trying to figure out.
Yeah,
I have nothing decided this year from like a fitness activity or event, and I think that's driving me a little crazy since I like a good schedule and plan and something to train for.
Now, speaking of training, I know where you're training, and that is over at F45 in Palm Beach Gardens.
Yes, and if I was going to do a High Rocks, which I'm not, I had some serious FOMO, but decided I'm not going to do it. I'll be on the sidelines.
You crush High Rocks, though.
I'd be a big cheerleader. I'm interested. Like, it's competitive, and I like that, and I would want to have a partner to do it with. But I'm going to pass this year and just be a cheerleader. But if you are training for a High Rocks or would like to do High Rocks classes, you've got about 2 weeks to sign up for the 12-week program at F45 Palm Beach Gardens. They are a High Rocks gym. They have all the High Rocks, like the wall balls. They have everything you need to train for High Rocks there. F45 Palm Beach Gardens. It's a 45-minute workout. You don't have to worry about bugs getting on you at F45 Palm Beach Gardens when we're all sweaty, dripping from the forehead and our arms and everywhere. You can do a strength class. I did a strength class this morning. I lifted heavy. I got a little bit of heavier dumbbells to do some chest presses. I was pumped. You can do a cardio class, a hybrid class, a little bit of both. F45 Palm Beach Gardens. Go check out their Instagram page to see the special that they've got going on and see why I love it.
Let's take a time out. When we come back, we'll continue the happy hour on Theoretically Speaking. Mike filling in for Theo. 3 o'clock, we got Tina in for the happy hour. Kate Chumsman behind the glass on the ones and twos on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
888-760-3776 is the Baptist Health Hotline. Welcome on into another segment of the Happy Hour with Christina Costanza here on Theoretically Speaking. Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo. Kate Chumsman behind the glass on the ones and twos. Now, Tina, you told me, what is it, National Hot Dog Day?
National Hot Dog Day.
What do you take on your dog?
I just like ketchup and mustard.
You're ketchup on a hot dog person?
Yep.
I got an issue.
And sometimes I'm feeling a little bit of relish.
Have you ever heard of ballpark mustard? The brown mustard? The stadium mustard?
Okay, yes.
So the reason I bring it up, you know, it's one of those things, Tina, where
no one's thinking about Ohio State. No one cares.
It's a Cleveland thing. It's a brown mustard. We call it ballpark mustard. It was created at a Cleveland Municipal Stadium, and I absolutely love it on a hot dog, on an Italian, you know, an Italian sausage, on anything. I do the ballpark mustard on it. But if I don't have access to ballpark mustard, because it's not everywhere, I'll tell you what, a Chicago dog with the yellow mustard, with the pickle, the onion, and the peppers. You ever had a Chicago dog?
No, but my dad's from Chicago, and he talks about Chicago hot dogs.
Tina, hang on. You can't be hot dog gal and never try a Chicago dog. So I got to get you a Chicago dog.
There used to be a local...
no names, please.
They're out of business now. It's sad. It used to be a spot my dad and I used to go to all the time. But it was a Chicago hot dog place.
So you've been to a Chicago hot dog joint and you never got
I don't want to put onions on it. I'm not a big onion fan. So that's probably why. I was like, I don't want that.
You don't do onions?
I like my ketchup and mustard, and if I'm feeling a little spicy, I'll put some relish on it.
Okay, relish. I approve of relish. I really could do anything on a dog, if I'm being honest. Besides ketchup, I don't think, like, ketchup belongs on French fries, not necessarily a dog. My sister.
Why? Why are we against ketchup on a hot dog?
It tastes weird to me.
No, it doesn't.
My sister loves ketchup on a hot dog, and like my brother and I just look.
I used to put ketchup on everything as a kid.
Ketchup and potato chips is actually underrated, Christina.
Okay, see, you're gonna dip your potato chips in ketchup, but not put ketchup on your hot dog.
So a No Names Please brand of just the regular potato chip, you know. Just the salty with the ketchup, pretty good. Did you have, now, T, you and I, similar in age, did you have the Bosco sticks in high school?
Bosco sticks.
So they were it was like a breadstick, but it had cheese in the middle of it. Oh, man. Dude, Bosco stick and French fry day at Strongsville High School.
Like a mozzarella stick?
Yeah, but not breaded. Like, think of a breadstick, okay?
Okay.
And then put cheese in it. It doesn't have the brown coating of the breadcrumbs. It's literally just a big piece of bread with mozzarella cheese in the middle. And then garlic, you know, you put a little garlic on it. Oh, man. Every time there were Bosco sticks at that lunch line, the boys and I, you know, football players, I would dip it in ketchup and people would think I was a psychopath. I wouldn't do marinara. I would dip it in ketchup. Isn't that crazy?
That I probably wouldn't have done that.
You've never heard of a Bosco stick? Mm-mm. Oh man, I'm gonna have to culture you in the break. Cade, what do you do on your hot dog, brother?
If it's with a
National Glizzy Day, by the way.
If we're doing the traditional bun on it, then we'll go just ketchup. But I actually used to, and I still do. I'll take just 4 raw hot dogs from the grocery store, stick it in the microwave, and then drown them in honey mustard.
Microwave.
Yeah.
You can't microwave a dog.
Yeah, you just put 4 of them on the plate, microwave them, cut them, eat them.
You got to boil it or put it on the stove.
You wouldn't put honey mustard on your hot dog with a bun?
Usually not, but sometimes I do.
I'm
sure.
Fine with
it. Because most of the time, if I have the bun with it, I'm at an event or I'm grilling with friends, and usually I'm not going to put honey mustard out there. I'll just put little ketchup out there.
Honey mustard on a dog is nuts, but I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, I actually love honey mustard.
I do too. So. I'm telling you, people would think that's crazy, but I'm not opposed to it.
I put honey mustard on quite literally everything.
That's your go-to condiment?
Absolutely. When I turned 8 years old, my mom got me a bottle of honey mustard for my birthday. Yeah, that's me.
Guys, I'd never put it on a dog. My go-to condiment, is the real mayonnaise. I am obsessed with mayonnaise, guys.
Yeah, I don't like mayo.
Dude, Cade.
I'll have it.
Cade.
I don't choose to have it.
My burger, cheeseburger, yep. mayo, lettuce, pickle, onion, and I'm ready. I could eat, I can eat. I got a big appetite.
Yeah.
I could eat that. Dude, 3.
Dude, the mayo ketchup combo is just legit. I'm all for that.
My brother likes to ketchup on the burger. So does my sister. I am not ketchup on a burger guy. Ketchup belongs on fries
on
and potato chips and Bosco sticks.
You don't combo the ketchup and mayo though?
No.
See,
no.
I'm a both guy. I love the ketchup mayo combo.
No. There are some secret sauces. You know, the Krabby Patty sauce, you know, it's basically what it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's a No Names Please barbecue joint that has an amazing special sauce as well that I go to and I think has one of the better burgers in town. But yeah, I am a mayo freak. I'll do French fries and mayo. I prefer French fries and mayo.
Oh, I can't.
I prefer chicken tenders, French fries, burgers, all with mayonnaise.
You dip your chicken tenders in mayo?
So, listen, No Names Please. I'm going to mention this one. Chick-fil-A, the strips, you got to put mayonnaise on those strips, man. Are you kidding me?
You got to keep mayo away from chicken tenders.
No. No,
far away.
No chance. I grew up so
deep. Oh, my goodness.
Strongsville Mall in the 90s. My mother, who is a mayo freak as well, Chick-fil-A was only available at the mall. So every time we would go to the mall, we knew we were getting, you know, we knew we were getting Chick-fil-A. It came to the point where I could not wait to go to Chick-fil-A and eat my strips with mayonnaise.
When did you first, like, what made you try this?
My mother.
So she just you saw her one day, or she's like, "Oh, try we this got chicken Chick-fil-A tender we in
got,
mayo."
We got Chick-fil-A for the first time. We got strips, and she put mayo down on the napkins, and we were dipping the tendies in the mayo, and I love it.
They are probably so confused when you ordered mayo as like your sauce.
No,
like what are they doing with this mayo?
You've never dipped a chicken tender in mayonnaise?
No. I feel like that's not common.
Yes, it is.
I've never heard of someone dipping their chicken tender in mayo.
My favorite is mayo.
If you ever do that around me, please make sure I'm not looking. I might vomit.
It's not that. All right.
I just don't like mayo that much.
Yeah.
But I can't watch that.
Mayo's my go-to. Not going to lie. And now I'm not doing mayo because we're training. And if I'm being honest, like 31-year-old Mike Rizzo teed, I think you're going to agree with me on this. You want to know what my go-to is? Hot sauce.
Yes.
Oh my God. I could drink it.
I love hot sauce.
I could drink it. Drink it. On my eggs, on my rice. So my training, what I'm eating for lunch when I'm in the office, blueberries, bananas, a chicken, grilled chicken and rice. What I do is, warm the rice up. Thank you for the shout on those little cups of rice.
Mm-hmm. You're makes things very easy.
Greatest thing on the planet, literally.
I get made fun of from my microwave rice. Dude, they're like, what do you mean you do that? I'm like, what do you mean? It's one cup right here, and that's all I need, and I just pop it in the microwave.
It's
amazing.
Portioning, food prepping, meal prepping, unbelievable.
It's great.
I don't care that I got to throw it in the microwave. We're dying soon anyway. I'm okay with it. All right? Yes. I'm okay with it. But, T, what I do is cut up the chicken, get the rice out, hot sauce. Eat it, and then have my dessert, the cleansing of the palate changer, that's where you eat the fruit.
Okay.
A little water.
Hot sauce is great.
Hot sauce is amazing.
Good condiment.
Now, we got to take a time out. But Tina, listen, I mentioned to you, my cousin, it's her birthday. Now, if my cousin came here to West Palm Beach, I know where you're going to take her. And that is O Resort and Spa in West Palm.
Yes, I would take her there. And I'm so excited because I'm doing a staycation there in a few weeks at the end of this month.
Can I come?
And no. And so I cannot wait to lay out by the pool to get a massage, to have a nice dinner.
Sounds great. I want to go.
I'm so excited. And if you have been looking for a way to treat yourself, you should do that at the O Resort and Spa, Palm Beach. And they have an awesome offer going on right now. It's called the Red, White, and O package, celebrating America's 250th birthday. And when you book two or more nights between July 1st and September 30th, they are giving you a $250 resort credit to use however you want, whether that's a spa treatment at the O Spa, dinner at one of their restaurants, or a little bit of shopping while you're on site. You'll also get a fun patriotic welcome gift and complimentary valet parking for one vehicle. So all you have to do is show up and relax. If you've never spent a weekend at O, it's one of those places where you feel like you've escaped to a tropical vacation and you haven't even left South Florida. Check it out at O Resort and Spa, Palm Beach.
Packing myself in the suitcase.
I'm very excited for this staycation.
Folks, when we come back, we'll get the cocktail of the day from Christina. This is Theoretically Speaking into the happy hour with Christina Cassanza on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Folks, being a homeowner means knowing who to call for power. If you got a power problem, you call an electrician. Pipes, you call a plumber. But for better water, I want you to call my friends at Culligan. They've been improving water for 90 years. Folks, 90 years. With local experts handling everything from water softening to filtration using the world's most efficient systems. Culligan, the one partner you could trust for absolutely everything your water touches. Whether you're in Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie, West Palm, or down to Miami, Culligan serves all of South Florida. Schedule your free water test today at Culligan.com. That is Culligan.com. Christina Cassanza here for the happy hour. Mike Rizzo filling in for Theo Dorsey. Kate Chumsland hitting the ones and twos behind the glass. Now, T, I mentioned this 10K, August 30th coming up. What's the longest you've ran? Like in America?
The marathon, 26.2 miles.
Now.
And that took 5 hours.
Oh, man. I'm not there, T. I'm not there. I got to say, on my absolute limit, I think my absolute limit with where I'm at right now with training, I think I'd be in a bad spot after 7. That's where I'm at. 7, but I think if I could continue, like, here's the thing.
Well, if you're telling yourself that that's your
hold
limit.
Hold on. Just from, this is someone who couldn't run a 5K without stopping for like 5 minutes, you know? And the short month and a half that I've basically been doing this, I could now run the full 10K. I could confidently say I could run the full 10K. And I'm going to be hurting after 7. 10K, 6.2-ish?
Around that, yeah.
I think 7 would be my absolute limit. But the reason I ask is because I think once I do the 10K, I'm going to want to do something else. Mm-hmm. What's the next step after a 10K? Is it the marathon?
It's a half marathon.
Okay, half marathon.
13.1.
Hang on here. Don't shy. I'm learning. Yeah, all right? I'm learning.
We could do a 13. What if we both did a half marathon?
I say let's get to August 30th first.
Okay.
Let's see how I pace. Because, T, I've ran with you before. You're a fast runner. I'm not quite there yet. I'm not quite on the speed. By the way, I ran my fastest 3 miles last night, 29.50. I was officially under 30. And I got stuck at every light. I got stuck at every light. And Colin goes, just pause. I did that once and I forgot to unpause. Yeah. And then, you know, so we're not pausing anymore.
Yeah. If you follow Mike Rizzo on Instagram, I love seeing your posts because I feel like every time you've been posting, like your time has just been getting better.
It's getting better.
And it's like, this is your best, like mile. This is like, it's always like improvements every time you post.
And last night was like 30 on the dot, but I told you I got hung up at every, like when I say it, every single traffic light. See, I'm trying to think. The worst light in the county. I think the worst light in the county is that Congress to Okeechobee. Like, so you're on Congress and you're trying to go left on Okeechobee. It's the worst light in the county.
You're running in like busy areas.
Correct. But that is the worst light in Palm Beach County. So I get stuck at that one and then I get stuck at it's like, you know.
We can go run some bridges. Like we can leave the office here and go run. And I can promise you we won't be stopping at any lights.
Yeah.
I did a little path that was around the office and it's nice.
Okay.
The bridge is a little difficult. But it'll push you.
We did it during Run Club and I did it, but it was a struggle. Let's just say that.
It's okay.
It was a struggle. And it's crazy. Like elevation, that's why, like when I'm, so T, when I get done with the runs, I go on the treadmill and I do the incline. And like, just to like, you know, cause we're not, you know, my run, there's like no elevation. So like, I'm just trying to get a little mix of everything. It's crazy how hard running like up a hill is.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy, Holland, his training, a lot of his training is running up like hills and mountains and the whole thing. It's a pain in the, you know what? It's a pain in the rear.
One thing I didn't do when I was training for the marathon was the friend who I was training with, her husband suggested a good amount of times and we just never did it. And then he ended up like not being a part of our training anymore. Doing like speed runs, like we should actually like focus on like being faster, but only doing like 2 miles. We should run some bridges. Like we should not just do really long miles every single time that we're running and staying in the same pace. Like we should switch it up and do some speed ones and some sprints as well as just like run some bridges and just go back and forth a few times and not be like, oh, we have to get 12 miles in today. And that could have helped me possibly.
Colin brought this up and I think he's right. Like running to the point and getting to the point where you could have conversations. I'm almost
that's me all the time, yeah.
I'm almost there. Let's say the first mile and a half, like a psychopath, I've been like talking to myself, trying to like, you know, see if I'm there. Once I hit.
I talk to myself the whole entire time if I'm by myself.
Like, but out loud, T, just to like, you know, do the whole like, hey, am I able to do this?
Oh, I'm so mean to myself, but also like I like motivate myself.
For a mile and a half, I'm able to do it. Once I hit that 1.5 right now, that's when I start huffing and puffing and he's going to blow the house down, you know, big bad wolf style.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. I think what I'm seeing with this, it's like the human body is truly fascinating. Like to be able to do this stuff in a short amount of time. That's why, like when I drew the inspiration hot dog card, that's why I asked, you know, what's going on in everyone's life? Because I really do think that this has been benefiting me for the good. Now, if you listen to Theoretically Speaking last week when I filled in for Theo, I had an unfortunate situation where, you know, I wasn't eating right last week, but T, we're back to Like, I was working out, but I wasn't eating. Like, I didn't meal prep because I was an idiot, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I meal prepped Sunday. We're good. We're back on track. And I just think it's crazy what the human body can do sometimes.
You should use that anger to run.
So I did. I tapped in. Now, listen, I'm a Jedi. The dark side. We don't like the dark side, T. But I channeled some inner dark side to, do my best 3 miles last night. With that said, T, listen, I'm training. I'm trying to, do my best to become a champion in my own right. But do you want to know where there are a lot of champions? That is over at Kaiser University. They are always winning championships over there.
They are. We're at 31 titles. Insane. And if you're looking for a great way to keep your young athlete active this summer, check out the Kaiser University's women's soccer camps hosted by the nationally ranked Seahawks coaching staff and players. These camps are open to the public and designed for soccer players of all skill levels looking to improve their game, build confidence, and just have some fun. There is one more camp session left next week, July 20th. You still have time to sign up. July 20th, the last soccer camp of the summer. Register today at kuseahawks.com/camps.
Who do you want to win today's World Cup bout, T? We got Messi.
England.
Really?
Yep.
Over Lionel Messi?
Theo made a point yesterday.
What was Theo's point?
Theo made a point that no matter what, when France and Argentina play each other, that's still going to be an amazing match.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm for England.
I want Lionel Messi to win two World Cups. By the way, you can listen to your inner Miami radio network right here.
Yes.
On ESPN 106.3. But
you can listen to Mike Rizzo.
Correct. But I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because I want Messi for personal reasons and because he's my favorite player. But I do like England as well. I'm not one of those Americans. I watch the Prem. I watch the Premier League. It's one of my favorite leagues in the world. A lot of the England players play in the Prem. 20-something of them play in the Premier League. So I watch these guys every week. I think either way, to your point, Tina, and to Theo's point, I think it's going to be a great World Cup final and a third place game. But, I'm sad that it's like over. Like my brother and I, when we got to the final eight teams and the game started slowing down, it's like, darn it, I'm going to miss having 3-4 games on in a day, And it's like, I joke around and say I'm a golden retriever between my nose and like habits. I get used to things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm used to like looking up at the screen. For like 3 days in a row, I had nothing to watch during the show. And now it stinks because I missed the whole damn games now. They're at 3:00. Who's watching this? We're all working.
I shared on my Instagram story last week, this video that was like, can we continue the World Cup hangouts, and getting with your friends like during the week and going grabbing drinks and dinner to watch games like after the World Cup is over. Like the season of World Cup is so fun. And like we've gone to so many places throughout the past few weeks from a station standpoint for watch parties. I'm excited for this Sunday for the final. You're going to be live at Das Beer Garden in Jupiter. I'm going to be hanging out there for the match.
Jupiter T's area of expertise.
My spot. But it's been so fun and I'm going to miss and hope that the excitement from the World Cup continues after it. And, we go watch some games or whatever.
Yeah. Listen, I'm always down to watch a little football. T, we'll make you a Manchester United fan, even though you're probably going to be a City fan because you like Haaland. Folks, you hear that music, that means it's time for us to go. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of him stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. We're going to have Colin coming up here, ACC Media Day. Now, Kate Jones, I'm pretty sure Mario Cristobal is scheduled at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. He'll be first on, first thing.
So be on the lookout for that. I'll be touching base with Colin when I can. But, folks, a lot of Russo and Rizzo today is going to be interviews with Colin at ACC Media Day. But I will be talking to you guys coming up during Extra Time 6 to 7 on ESPN 106.3. Keep it locked in. Colin at ACC Media Day coming up next. Thank you to Tina. Thank you to Cade. This has been Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.